This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. This week's hearings into the Gulf oil spill were supposed to be non-adversarial. But with so many lawyers involved and billions in liabilities at stake, they are anything but. Engineers and executives from BP, Transocean, and Halliburton are all being grilled about what happened on the oil rig back in April. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from Houston.
The day of the disaster, Transocean manager Don Winslow had flown in by helicopter with some high-level company executives and was giving a tour of the Deepwater Horizon. The well was nearly finished, and in the drill shack, they were discussing the results of a crucial check called a negative pressure test. Winslow was concerned enough about the tenor of the discussion that he decided to move his executive tour out.
It appeared that there was some confusion about some pressures or volumes circulated or something along that line. I guess after being within the drilling industry for a while, I thought that it was not a good environment to have a tour group there.
Winslow was worried enough that he asked two Transocean executives, including Jimmy Harrell, to stay behind and listen to the drill team's conversation. Later, Winslow got the report.
Just prior to 7 o'clock, it might have been about 2 minutes to seven when we're going to the meeting, when we're going to sit around the conference room table, it was a glance across at Jimmy, and I said, "Everything okay up on the rig floor?" And he says, "Yes." And that was the extent of the conversation.
Although Transocean manager Don Winslow freely admitted in the first part of the hearing that there'd been confusion in the drill shack, he later backtracked and said repeatedly that there'd been no confusion, just discussion, with no disagreement or raised voices. But the real tension came between Halliburton executive Jesse Gagliano and BP lawyer Rick Godfrey over who was responsible for the way the well was being cemented just before it blew up. Godfrey went after Gagliano about Halliburton's report to BP about that job.
Now, is there anywhere in this report that said, "Oh, we think there might have been channeling"?
No, there's no indication.
And there's nothing in the report that indicates that you recommended, that is you, Mr. Gagliano, or Halliburton, recommended 21 or 14 or any more centralizers than the number of centralizers actually used, correct?
In the report, no.
Right.
Centralizers are a critical part of the process of sealing the well once the exploratory bore is finished. As the name implies, centralizers keep the casing running down the center of the hole. If the casing is pushed to one side, it can create a channel for gas and oil to rise to the surface. And according to rig workers, a big bubble of methane gas escaped up the well bore and exploded on the drill floor of the Deepwater Horizon. Halliburton says it told BP that 21 centralizers were needed, but that BP only used 6, so as not to waste time on a job that was already past due and over budget. BP disputes that. Much of the afternoon was spent in this kind of blame game between the two corporate giants, with retired federal judge Wayne Anderson trying to referee the bout.
And there's also nothing in the report that you sent on April the 23rd, dated April the 20, a day after the vessel sank, that said that Halliburton recommended a bottoms up before the cement was pumped. Right, sir?
Yeah, Jack, he's punching kind of hard over here.
Yeah. That's true.
I thought Mr. Fanning was setting the tone.
Well, it's a little variety makes these long days move better. But I'll take the answer to the lawyer's question being no.
With nearly 100 lawyers in the room representing dozens of corporate interests, the amount of money being spent in billable hours resembles the national debt counter in Times Square. By close of business Tuesday, nearly everyone was approaching wits' end. One man managed to escape all this, BP's lead drilling engineer on board the Deepwater Horizon, Brian Morrell. He sent his lawyer to say he would not answer a subpoena and testify on the grounds that he might incriminate himself. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.